6th parsha, we have Yosef in the soil of Eishes Potiphar. The pasuk says, "Vayhi kayom hazeh, vayomo habayso lasos melachtoi, ve'ein ish me'anshe habay Hashem habayis." Yosef came home to Baisa Potiphar. Lasos melachtoi. Rashi brings him a chaykes rav and Shmuel. Chadama lasos melachtoi. Mamush, he had things to do. He was ready to be nichshon in aveira. Hashem Agvaldi Yisod. If somebody puts himself into a mokum nisoyon, and then he's nichshon, it means to say that he went to do the aveira. Shows what a mokum sakona is. But there's another pshat chazal. What he came home from? What does it mean? Lasos melachtoi. In Yalkut, there's a medrash, Vayavu HaBaisis Lassus Melachtoi, Rebbe Eliezer Oime, Shabbos Oye, Kidursiv Ki Voshovas Mekol Melachtoi. Uma Melocha Hoysoloi, what Melocha did he have on Shabbos? What did Yosef come home to do on Shabbos? Hoysoloi, Vekoyre Mash Oye Limdoi. Shabbos was for Chazorah. He learned from Yaakov Avinu. And he came on Shabbos, which is the Chazer. I imagine he learned during the week also, he had met the Chazer on Shabbos. Shabbos was Chazor Salimud. But there's another Gevaldik Alimud that says in the same Pasuk. The Zohar also says that Yaakov came home, Lasis Melachtoi, Melech HaShemayim, he came to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to Avodas Hashem. That's where he came for. Zok the Zohar, what does it mean? Vayikayem hazeh means, zog the Zohar. I'm going to read the translation. Vayikayem hazeh shehayetzohara shoylet boilem. The Yetzohara has a shlit on the belt. Voyored lahasen la'anoshim, the job of the Yetzohara is to be mafata, to be machshel people in Averis. Emosai, when's the best day for the Yetzohara to come down and be machshel people in Averis? Yom shebo ha'odom lachshoy b'tshuva al chatov. If a person sets aside a day, today he wants to do tshuva. Or nishtal b'raisa, he wants to sit and learn. V'lasei smitzis ha'toyot, v'mekai mitzvahs. He sets aside a day for ruchnius. That's the best day for the Yetzihara. V'oz b'oizuz man, yoyed ha'yetzihara, b'shul lahastan l'bnei ha'olim. The Yetzirah comes down when somebody has a Yetzirah to Torah, to Tshuva, to Maisim Tovim, to Mitzvahs. That's the day that the Yetzirah is looking for. The more Kedusha that there is, the more the Yetzirah puts his Koyach to be Machshel. So the Zohar finishes off the Pasuk. This was a day that Yetzirah Tzadik put away for Ruchnias. Vayavu habayis elasis melachto b'shulasik b'toyim v'elasis u'lekayim mitzvus atoyim shezem melechus ha'olim b'olim b'zeh amar. Why is it supposed to say elasis melachto? The job, the work for a person to do b'olim hazeh is toyim mitzvus. He came home to osik and toyim, to osik and mitzvus, and now the Yetzer came to be machshavim. There's a gevaldik limud in this. The more the Kedusha that there is, the bigger the Nisoyim, because that's where the Yetzirah has more Evochim. It's a Gevaldik Yisod. This Yisod is very important. It's Negeya Mamush now. Because right now, we're at a time where there's a Gevaldik Shefa of Ruchnius. It's Yedua from the Sforma Gedoshim that in every Yontif, the Pshat in Yontif is we're not making a Zeichet to what was a mole. Any Shefa Kedusha that there was, B'Shas Yitzitz B'Shram, there was a Shefa of Cheirus, a Shefa of Mount Torah, a Shefa in Sukkis, Avoida, Ritzui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever there's Avoida, when they make a Yontif and it's a Zeichet, It's not a day of remembrance. We're not here to remember what happened anymore. Now, every day the shefa of kedusha that came to the world by Yitzis Mitzrayim, the shefa of the kedusha that came to the world by Yom Yontif, the shefa of kedusha that came on Chanukah and on Purim, comes again. When the time comes again, Bayam Hem Bazman Hazeh means to say that the shefa that there was then, we're not remembering it today. We're living it again. And if we're living it again, the big Yeshua that there was B'Shas Chanukah, that there was in basically Bizman HaShemloim, is coming today. If you ask some people, or a lot of people, after Chanukah, what do you take away from Chanukah? Most people take away X amount of jelly donuts and popcorn and Chanukah parties and Chanukah games. That's what most people go away with. In this form of Gdosh, we say Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbat Peh. Reb Nosson Tzvi used to say, his nusach was, it's the Yom Tov of Yeshiva Bochum. But he didn't mean in the month of Yeshiva Bochum that they need vacation and you have to... Chanukah Masib is important, but everything has to have its time and its place, and how much koich to give, and how much time to give, and how much excitement to give for it. We shouldn't go away from Chanukah Chalila with Chanukah that has no much voice. Chanukah is a gewaltige time. The word steigen, a stieg means a step. To steigen means to go up steps. Learning, when you're learning, you walk upstairs, you're getting higher. And if you're learning the yeshiva with a chabura, and you're steigen fast, it's like an escalator. And there are times when you have an opportunity to go on an escalator two steps at a time. That's so much more gewaltig. And some people, not understanding, they're walking down on an up escalator. They have an opportunity to do so much more, and they blow it. So it's time now, before Chanukah, to understand what Chanukah is, what the Ness is, and how much we can all get from the Ness of Chanukah. That we should be able to use it for the days to understand that the Yetzer Hara has an excitement. When he has a Chanukah coming, according to this Yisod in the Zohar, when Chanukah comes, and there's so much Ruchnis that one can get, and this is the Yetzer Hara's day, and he brings so many Sufganiyot down to the world. To understand that this is all Atzis HaYetzer, and we can leave Chanukah with taking so much more. It can give you a push for the whole winter. It can give you a push for a lifetime. In the Aruchal state, what the Yevonim wanted, they wanted to. And they had a special kitchuk on the menorah. They wanted to, the menorah was for them as something, a special kitchuk, and they wanted to do away with the menorah. In the Svam Akdashis Bavur, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two kelim. The Oran was the semel of Tershav Iksav, which means to say that the koyach, Ashbod of Tershav B'Ksav, and this world comes to the Oran. That's what the Oran is. The Oran was to bring Shefa, understanding and learning and understanding Tershav B'Ksav. The Menorah was the Kli for Tershav B'Alpeh. The Yevonim, their Iker problem was Tershav B'Alpeh. The Maral says, in Posik state, Malka v'sereh b'agoyim ein Torah. Shet medrash in Eicha, in v'emilach olam, chochma b'agoyim tamim. I can understand chochma b'agoyim. Chochma means, poshut, to be a wise person and understanding the Bria. There's a beautiful Bria here, and to understand the Bria is chochma. Chochma b'agoyim tamim. Torah b'agoyim al tamim. Goyim don't have Torah. Torah is the Ribbono Shel'Olam's kukas on the field. What the Bria really is. Yavon, Greece, was a country of Chachamim. They had a lot of philosophers, and they were considered to be Chachamim. The problem they had was the Iker problem was Tershem Apeh, because they understood that Tershem Apeh is a chokhmah which stands higher than their chokhmah. It's a chokhmah shemayim. It's the real way to understand the world. That's the Bria is the Torah. Yisachar b'Reis v'Bor Alma. They wanted to be known as the biggest chacham in the world. And when there was a chokhmah, which is a chokhmah lekis, it's a chokhmah shemayim, it's the Yibar Hashem's chokhmah, and they understood that chokhmah stands higher than their chokhmah. They wanted to do away with that. They wanted to be known as the biggest chacham. So on the one hand, the way they did it was kis v'lechem al keren asher. The Medrash says, v'choshech al pnei asohem, the Medrash in the beginning of Bereishis says all the Arba Golis that the Kaiser had to go through, v'choshech al pnei asohem, v'choshech zayobon, sheichshichu einem shel Yisrael, v'omu lehem, kis v'lechem al keren asher, she'ein lechem chelik b'chelik b'lekei Yisrael. The way they wanted to achieve that there's no chokhmah of Tershem Apeh, it doesn't exist. In other words, Tershem Iksav, learn Tershem Iksav. Without Tershem Apeh, Tershem Iksav is a book. It's a book like any Greek mythology. It's another book. They don't mind if you learn Tershem Iksav without Tershem Apeh, fine. So the way they went about it was by saying Enochem Chelik Belekei Yisrael. There's another place where it says Enochem Chelik Belekei Yisrael. To disconnect Klal Yisrael from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that was their way of doing away with Tershem Apeh. The menorah, being the kli in Beis Hamikdash, which brought about the shefa of Tershem Apeh, the menorah is something that disturbed them very much. That was their biggest kitrut, Shein Yom Chal, and Deras Hashem. Their biggest kitrut was on the menorah. They wanted to do away with the menorah. One of the ways was to be metam of the shemen, but they wanted to do away with the hadlokas and the bechal, because that's Tershem Apeh. The Ramban at the beginning of Baal Oyscha says Baal Oyscha Saneres Amut Pnei Amoyer Yushim Saneres. The Ramban that everybody should, every probably everybody does know. The Ramban says that after the Chanukah Sanesim, Aaron was Cholosh Daite. He didn't have a chelik in the Chanukah Sanesim like all the other Shvatim. Yibosham told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron, Ba'alaisa Saneris, Amukne Amor Yerushim Saneris, your Nechama will be that you're Zoycha to Chanukah Sanesim, you have Menorah, Shalacha Golem Shalahem. Hadlokas Aneris in the Migdash is more than all the Kabbalahs that can be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shah is, why is it like that? So the Rabban brings a Medrash Tanchuma, and it's also Medrash Yabo. Omro HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Leich Emor LeAaron, Al Tisyore, don't be afraid, don't have a Chlish Sadas. You have something which is more than Hakobos HaKabonos that the Shvatim have. HaKabonos calls much of it as Yishur Kayim Nohagin. Kabonos are only Bishas based on Mikdash is Kayim. Abu Haneiros Lo Oilem El Mul Pnei HaMenor Yehiru V'chol HaBrocha Shunasati L'chol HaBrochas Bonai Enem Etein Oilem. Birchas Koyanim and Hadlokas HaMenorah are two things which are Kayim L'ad, even Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. He mentions Birchas Koyanim because the Parsha of Birchas Koyanim is after Baal Oseh Saneris. The Parsha of Hakrovos HaNesim is before Hadlokas HaNeris. Neiris is something that Klal Yisrael has in the Doris, which means to say, the only part of the only avoid in Beis HaMikdash that there is today is Hadlokas HaMenorah. Why is it's noig bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim and it's noig bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim? So the Ramban, where's chalik? Where's menorah? Noig achas beis hamikdash chorv. If there's no beis hamikdash, there's no halakas menorah. So the Ramban b'shem the medrash halakas hamenorah and chalikah is the hemshich. It's the same halakas hamenorah beis hamikdash is the halakas neir shachalikah, which means that the same way the Noyer is the symbol and is the Hashpah of Torah Shebaal Peh in the Beis HaMikdash, Bizmat Hazeh, what Noyer did for Klal Yisrael 365 days a year, Chanukah, the Neres Chanukah do the same thing for Klal Yisrael 8 days of a year. From 8 days in the Chanukah, Klal Yisrael gets the Hashpah that they need to be Matzlich on Torah Shebaal Peh. And Aaron HaKohen had Hadlokas HaMenorah Bein Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Bein Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash was not Kayim. But there's something special about the Hadlokas HaMenorah, which it seems that if Hadlokas HaMenorah is Kayim, Afil Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's one aspect of Hadlokas HaMenorah that was Kayim in Bizman Beis HaMikdash and it's Kayim today also. In the Parsha of Hadlokas HaMenorah, it says, the Pasuk says, "Behalaisas Haneris," Dr. Medrash Rabba, the Pasuk in Tehillim, "Ki ata toyer neri." What does it mean, "Ki ata toyer neri"? Omru Yisrael lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, lo ata oimer shenor lefnecha? Are you telling us that we should light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Atahu oir shel olam. Ribbono Shel Olam gives light to the whole world. What does it mean you're asking from Klal Yisrael that we should make light for you? Atahu oir shel olam v'ha'oir dor etzlecha. Light is by you. Dichsiv u'nohir yimeshrei. V'ata oir amur pnei ha'menorah. You're telling us to light the menorah. What's the pshat? You give light to the world. What does it mean that we give light to you? I give light to the world and I don't need your oil. Elo, shetu'ir li kederach shayatu lachem. Just like I was mayor for you through the menorah, you should be mayor for me also. Lomo, la'alais eskem b'fnehi b'mois. The Moshe wants Klal Yisrael to look choshu in the eyes of the humus oilam. Sheyu'armin, Goyim will say, "Ru'u hech Yisrael me'irin l'mishu me'ir l'chol olam." Goyim should see that just like the Ribbono Shel Olam gave light to the world, Klal Yisrael can give light back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And on that, the Medrash says a moshel. Moshel hadavar doyma lepikeach v'suma shehoyim mahalchem b'derech. A pikeach and a suma, somebody could see and somebody was blind were going together. Omer pikeach v'suma. Kishenikonis la'otoich habayis, when we get home, say v'hadik li'is haner, hazeh v'hor ali. I want you to light a candle, light for me in there. Just like I led you, I gave you light by guiding you, by taking you, I want you to give me something back. Omra hasuma v'tevoscha. Vakasha, kishayisi b'derech ato ha'isim samcheni. You help me. Ad shenichnasu l'toich habayis ato ha'isim l'av ha'isim. You are accompanying me, you are showing me the way. V'ach shvato oimer hadlik li esaner hazeh v'horli. You're asking me to light for you. You're the one who gives me light. The same question, that's the moshel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The same question. Klal Yisrael asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the moshel, the suma asked the b'keh, what do you need my light for? Omra pikeach shleitei matzvi toivo shayisim elavchu baderech. That you shouldn't feel that I did something for you and you gave me nothing back. So give me something back. Give me back also, guide me, give me light. Vekach amat lecha ho'erli. Kach hapikeach shakadosh baruch hu, shenem hene Hashem mishoyti b'chol oret, v'asum erli Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam asked Klal Yisrael to light for them. I think a lot of mefarshim say that the Indian here is Hakaras HaToiv. In the Moshel, the Suma should have Hakaras HaToiv by doing the same thing for the Pikeach, even though Pikeach doesn't need it. But I think it says something else in this Medrash. What Klal Yisrael is giving to the Moshel by letting the menorah, we're giving something else. The Ksois HaChoshen brings in the Akdom, the Ksois HaChoshen, he brings it from Azoya. When a person is zoiche to mechadash chidush Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes those chidush Torah and he hugs them and he kisses them and he's happy with the chedusha Torah that people are mechadish. He sees that the Eisek HaTorah, the Amal HaTorah that went in, that's something that he wants. When we're letting them learn from the Rebbe Shalom, saying, the Rebbe Shalom is telling us, the Shefa of Torah Shabbat, the Shefa that you have, that you were able to sit through a sugya and work through a sugya and come to a klokai in the sugya. And it doesn't even have to be the klokai in the sugya. If you have a klokai in one right line of Rashi, it's also a klokai, it's also a simcha, it's also Chiddush HaTorah. The Rebbe Shalom is telling us, just like the Menorah brought the Shefa of Torah Shabbat, that you should be able to mechadish. The Menorah is a two-way street. The Menorah brings those chidushim back to the Rebbe Shalom and says, look here, look what Klal Yisrael did with the Shefa that you gave them. When a person is Omo, Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Noach that Talmud Bavli is very hard to learn. Only people who learn Talmud Bavli the way you're supposed to are people who love the Rebbe Shalom, b'chol nafshon, b'chol v'lomo, b'chol nafshon. Because when you get into sugya and you see nothing makes sense, nothing stims, and you sit and with ba'om of yegiya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the shefa that we can come to a klokat in the sugya, come to a klokat in the svar, a klokat a the toisis, a seid in the sugya. So Rebbe Shalom sees that with Amo, we came to some kind of some level of yediyas haTorah, of chidush haTorah. That's the Menorah. The Menorah is just like I gave you the koyach from Mechadish. Now the Rebbe Shalom wants to see your notebook. He wants to see what you were Mechadish. With the koyach that I gave you, what were you Mechadish? Yomim Tov and Klal Yisrael are not a memory. The Shefa of Torah is here. And just like Bizman HaMikdosh, the Hadar Samnoyer, Gay brought the Koyach to be Matzliach and Torah. On Chanukah we have that same Koyach. On Chanukah we have the Koyach to go up five notches in my Hatzloch and Torah, in Aklokah and Torah, in Aklokah and Asvara. And that's the time that we have. If somebody has Seichel, to use it right, not to splurge on parties. Parties are important, but they know to know how and what and when and where. To use Chanukah. When we were Bochum, there was no such thing as Shabbos Chanukah wasn't off Shabbos. Shabbos Chanukah, everybody had to be in Yeshiva. More than there was in all Yeshivas like that. As far as I know, maybe they did have Shabbos Chanukah. This is the time. Instead of going down on an up escalator, go up on an escalator, go two at a time, you can be matzliach. A person has the yecholus to make himself mitlach. You can come to Rosh Chodesh Nissen and realize what Chanukah gave you, a push that Chanukah gave you to be matzliach, to be koyim achelik and bamatziah, instead of making it kroyim. The Rebbe Shalom should give each and every one of us the understanding and the cheshek to use the Chanukah, to use it with all the koyches, to be able to put together either it's a time for chazara or a time for lulav vayter or a time to use it with amal haTorah, yegiya, understanding of Tosis, understanding of Rashi, making a cheshbon. Make a chabura. Chabura doesn't have to be a shtickle toy that you go into the nicest yard. A chabura means to say that it became clear to me. Now I understand the toy, but I didn't understand it before. It doesn't have to be a chiddush that nobody else knew. If I before I started this Seder Shlish, I didn't know the places and now I know the places. That's Chiddush HaTorah. That's what Rebbe Shalom takes, and he takes it and he kisses it and face up with Rebbe Shalom. Has nachas from seeing a bocha, a yuman, sitting at a toisis and freeing out the toisis. The Yerushas Olhafim, we should all know and understand to evaluate and to appreciate the matona that we have, to use it well, and to spend the Chanukah in Amal HaTorah, that's the biggest nitzachon of the Yevonim. Other things are not such a big nitzachon on the Yevonim. They're happy with that. But to show the emes nitzachon, the emes yegiyas HaTorah, there'll be a way to continue Shteigen to Rosemont.